More than $600,000 spent on strip clubs, cars, and luxury retail. That was all stolen from the Atlanta Latin Academy Charter School last fall. The school's founder has been charged with theft and fraud, and the school closed its doors for good last month. A group of furious parents assembled to make their voices heard before the decision to shutter the academy was made final by the school board.
Shame on you. Look in the mirror at yourself at night. I hope you sleep well tonight. Know what you've done to these children. Shame on you.
Molly Bloom is a reporter for the Atlanta Journal-Constitution who's covered this scandal. Hello again, Molly.
Hello.
How did they discover the money was missing?
The money was discovered missing after the school hired a new principal, and the new principal got copies of the bank statements and sat there looking at the bank statements and noticed there were some really unusual charges.
And like $12,000 for a strip club.
Exactly. Strip clubs, cash withdrawals, some things that didn't appear to be usual for a school.
When you say cash withdrawals, taking out hundreds of dollars from an ATM.
Exactly, yeah.
And I want to make sure, because $12,000 at a strip club, please tell me that was over a course of visits. That wasn't just one $12,000 visit.
That particular charge was a single visit. I'm told it's possible to do that in a single night at some Atlanta strip clubs.
Okay. And there was also charges from a Mercedes-Benz dealership?
There was a charge to a Mercedes dealership, charges at restaurants, at Hooters, places that you wouldn't expect to be part of school field trips.
And because the founder has been charged, that implies that they have found connections between the school's founder and these charges, that he has been connected at least to the charges at the Mercedes-Benz dealership and perhaps the strip club as well?
I couldn't say about specific charges, but he has been charged in connection with the theft. Police do say it's an active investigation. They're still looking at the charges, so it may be possible there could be additional arrests.
Now, the parents, granted, they're very emotional, but they want to see other people charged as well. Has anyone else been implicated in terms of knowing that this was going on and not doing anything?
So the only one who's been arrested is the founder, Chris Clemens. But, I mean, the parents I've talked to say that they're still looking for answers. They're still trying to understand how this happened, who was responsible.
Right. And they're blaming, to a certain extent, the school board. Now, the school was closed. Why?
The school was closed. There's a 7-member governing, or ultimately 9-member governing board. And the board chairman says the school was just in this deep financial pit. It could not have found a way to survive in the coming year. The Atlanta School District, which oversees the Latin Academy Charter School, had said, we plan to terminate your charter, which would have effectively closed the school. So the school's own governing board acted first and voted to close the school.
The money that was stolen, which was somewhere in the neighborhood of $600,000, was that public funds? Who was paying for the charter school?
Mm-hmm. Those were public tax dollars that came to the school through state funding.
And as far as we know, just gone. That money cannot be recouped unless somebody is charged, convicted, and has to pay a fine back.
Well, the school does have an insurance company. There is this, criminal prosecution, and so I guess it's possible there could be restitution. But the board said, there's no way, we don't have this money now. We can't stay open for the coming year. We just don't have the funds.
Right. So what happens to the kids that go to the charter school?
That's a really good question. I mean, there were about 200. It's a middle school. So just looking at the 6th and 7th grades, there were about 200 kids. And the middle schools in that area, the traditional public schools, don't do that well academically.
Yeah.
And so you have parents who are just scrambling, saying it's really hard to find a seat at a high-performing charter school this late in the year. Private school is
expensive. And this charter school was founded to try and fix this very problem that you're talking about, was it not?
Yeah, exactly. And it was a relatively high-performing school academically. It was in the top quarter of middle schools in Atlanta, and parents say their kids felt safe there. They felt like their kids were learning, and now it's not there. So they're just scrambling to find another option.
Okay, so here we come back again. This is another school scandal. Is it just our impression that there are a lot of school scandals in Atlanta?
Or is it just the AJC? This is obviously a very different type of situation than the Atlanta Public Schools cheating scandal.
Clearly, yes.
Very different. So I
But you understand that it gives people a feeling like we can't trust what's going on behind closed doors at our public schools and charter schools. Is that founded, or is the amount of shenanigans going on in context? Is there always going to be a certain amount of shenanigans, even if you were in Washington State or in Minneapolis or wherever you might go, or are we seeing a higher amount here?
I mean, in Atlanta and Georgia nationally, there are people who steal from public entities, including public schools. I mean, that happens even when you have safeguards. People do bad things.
Right.
But there are best practices you can put in place to try to prevent them, right?
Uh-huh.
And it seems like that didn't necessarily happen at this charter school.
When you're talking about best practices that it didn't necessarily happen, are you saying that those best practices have not been implemented here, or that they were not carried out?
I think it's a combination. You have charter schools have some flexibility in comparison to traditional public schools, so they have smaller administrations, so there are often fewer people looking at the books. Mm-hmm. There are also policy, you can have policies like not allowing people to make cash withdrawals with a debit card.
Seems odd.
Yeah. Having multiple people, required to sign a check, having separating duties in terms of receiving invoices and then paying them out. So there's oversight and policies you can put in place that can help prevent this kind of thing.
And those are the kind of policies which already exist in a standard public school, but not in a charter school, correct?
Well, it depends on the charter school. I mean, there are tons of charter schools. Obviously, this is one, but this doesn't happen at every charter school because, some charter schools do put these practices in place. And, obviously the people vary from charter school to charter school.
But it is the largest charter school theft in Georgia history. Yeah.
It is. And there were also two Fulton County charter schools that had just started up when these thefts were discovered that were also associated with Chris Clemens.
Oh, boy. So people are looking at those books as well, I assume?
Those schools say that, more than $100,000, possibly more, was taken from those schools too.
Which is inching us close to $1 million.
Exactly.
So what are the questions that are now being asked about how to prevent this and to make sure that oversight is sufficient, whether it be a public school or a charter school?
Well, the state legislature passed a law that requires more training for charter schools, more financial training, and also separates the duties in terms of finances so that someone like Chris Clemens, who was leading the school, wouldn't also be over finances. So that would remove one possible way for money to be stolen.
Okay. Although training, I don't think, would prevent someone from spending $12,000 at a strip club.
You'd be surprised. I don't know.
Okay. So tell me what the fallout may be from this. I mean, it sounds like this is just the beginning of what we may find and hear reported about this particular theft. Is that accurate? This is going to be in the headlines for a while because it sounds like we're also going to find out what happened at these other two schools. They could investigate further to see if there's anybody else implicated. What are the questions you still have?
I mean, I think we're still trying to get to the bottom of how exactly this happened. I mean, there's a forensic audit that the school board paid for. We haven't been able to get a copy of that.
But it's completed?
It's completed. We filed a Georgia Open Records Act request for it. The school denied it. So there's just getting to the bottom of how exactly this happened. There's a whole criminal case that's going to unfold. The investigation is ongoing. So there's that piece. And there's also what's going to happen to these kids. I mean, school's going to start in a couple months. And where are they going to be? How are they going to do? What are their futures?
And what is he charged with?
He's charged with theft and fraud.
Which are felonies?
Yep, they are felonies.
Okay, so that we're talking he could spend years in prison.
Potentially.
If he is convicted.
Yeah, and right now he's in jail in Colorado. So there's a whole extradition. He's from Colorado. So there's a whole extradition process that has to go through. And so it could take a while before we get the full story.
Okay, I didn't realize he was in Colorado. So, I mean, we have a couple minutes left. Where was he spending the money?
The charges that we saw were in Atlanta.
So he was flying from Colorado to Atlanta, taking money out of an ATM.
No. The ATM charges were mostly in Atlanta. At some point after the new principal came on board, he left Atlanta.
He left and he moved to Colorado. Okay, exactly. That was a portion that I was not aware of. So he's sitting in the slammer in Colorado, and he has to be extradited from one state to another. And so it just sounds, Molly, like this is the beginning of a tangle, and mm-hmm. it could be a while before this is all comes clean.
Yeah, exactly, before we all get the answers that we want.
But in the meantime, we know that he stole he's alleged to have stolen $600,000 from one school and possibly $100,000 to $200,000 or more from two other charter schools.
Yeah, he's accused of a pretty substantial crime.
Whew. Okay, my guest is AJC reporter Molly Bloom. We are talking about the $600,000 scandal that shut down the Atlanta Latin Academy Charter School. Certainly, if you have concerns about this or questions, you can tweet us your thoughts at OSTTalk. And if there are questions that Molly can answer, maybe we can get an answer for you as well. Molly, thank you so much.
Thank you.